Harper Audio presents The Capture of the Earl of Glencrae by Stephanie Lawrence, performed by Matthew Brenner.
Chapter 1, June 1st, 1829, Cavendish House, London. Oh my God! Angelica Rosalind Sinster, standing to one side of Lady Cavendish's salon with the bulk of her ladyship's chattering guests at her back, stared at the long windows giving onto the unlit terrace and the dark gardens beyond, at the reflection of the gentleman who was staring at her from the opposite side of the room. She'd first felt his disconcerting gaze some 30 minutes before. He'd watched her waltz, watched her laugh and chat with others, but no matter how discreetly she'd looked for him, he'd refused to show himself. Irritated, with the musicians resting, she'd worked her way around the room, moving from group to group, exchanging greetings and comments, smoothly shifting until she got him in her sights. Eyes wide, barely daring to believe, she whispered, "It's him!" Her ill-suppressed excitement drew a glance from her cousin, Henrietta, presently standing beside her. Angelica shook her head, and someone in the group to the side of which she stood reclaimed Henrietta's attention, leaving Angelica with her gaze locked on the most riveting man she'd ever beheld. She considered herself an expert in the art of assessing gentlemen. From her earliest years, she'd been aware of them as other, and years of observation had left her with a sound understanding of their features and foibles. When it came to gentlemen, she had very high standards. Visually, the gentleman across the room trumped everyone. He was standing with 6 others, all of whom she could name, but she didn't know him. She'd never met him, had never even set eyes on him before. If she had, she'd have known, as she now did, that he was her one, the gentleman she had been waiting to meet. She'd always been unshakably convinced that she would know her hero, the gentleman fated to be her husband, the instant she saw him. She hadn't expected that first sighting to be via a reflection across a crowded room, but the result was the same. She knew it was him. The talisman that the lady, a Scottish deity, had gifted to the Sinster girls to assist them in finding their true loves, had passed from Angelica's eldest sister, Heather, to her middle sister, Eliza, who on her recent return to London with her new fiancé, had handed the necklace to Angelica, the next in line. Composed of old gold links and amethyst beads from which a rose quartz pendant hung, ancient and mysterious, the talisman now lay beneath Angelica's fichu, the links and beads against her skin, the crystal pendant nestling in her décolletage. 3 nights ago, deeming her time, her turn had come, armed with the necklace, her instincts, and her innate determination. She had embarked on an intensive campaign to find her hero. She'd come to the Cavendish soiree, at which a select slice of the upper echelon of the ton had gathered to mingle and converse, intent on examining any and all prospective males Lady Cavendish, a lady with an extensive circle of acquaintance, had inveigled to attend. The talisman had worked for Heather, now engaged to Breckenridge, and had brought Eliza and Jeremy Carling together. Angelica had hoped that it would help her too, but hadn't expected such a rapid result. Regardless, now she had her hero in sight, she wasn't inclined to waste another minute. He hadn't noticed, from his position on the opposite side of the room, possibly couldn't see, that she was studying him. Her gaze locked on his reflection, she visually devoured him. He was stunningly impressive, towering half a head taller than the men around him, none of whom were short. Elegantly attired in a black evening coat, pristine white shirt and cravat, and black trousers, everything about him from the breadth of his shoulders to the length of his long legs seemed in perfect proportion to his height. His hair appeared solidly black, straight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?